The clinical research advances discussed by Drs. Chris, Perez-Soler, and Bramer are difficult to put in perspective because so much has happened in the last 5 years. I met with Dr. Philip Bonomi and took a step back to chat about where we were, where we are, and where we might be headed in clinical lung cancer research.
Right around 2000 or the end of the 90s, everybody pretty much started to come to the conclusion we were at a plateau with the chemo. You could give more courses, you could mix drugs, you could add 3 drugs, you could alternate drugs, give higher doses, didn't seem to make any difference. Once you used a platinum with one of the newer drugs, you know, they were all pretty much the same. They may all start to change now. And again, what I think is going to happen, and one of the things that we heard in Korea that was very interesting in relation to chemo, and I'll talk about the biologics in a second, but in relation to chemo, I was sort of thinking, I'd just forget chemo. And in fact, I even went on record at one point and said, well, we're beginning to see the end of chemo. But I don't think so. I think we're going to see chemo used in a different way. It's going to be used in a more targeted way. And it may be starting with something as simple as what was seen in a big randomized study comparing pemetrexate, cisplatin, gemcitabine, cisplatin, which was a 1,700-patient study. And in that, there were 1,000 people with non-squamous cell. They had adenos or large cells. And that group had significantly longer survival if they got pemetrexed versus gemcitabine. Now, this sort of flew in the face of, we always said, histology doesn't make any difference in relation to response, survival, as far as chemo goes. Here was something that everybody sort of said, wait a minute. And there's still, I think, many people who are skeptical, but there's going to be increasing data coming out to suggest that pemetrexed seems to work better in adenocarcinomas.
Is there a biologic explanation for that?
Well, one of the things that people are looking at is in the laboratory, in adenocarcinoma, lower levels of thymidylate synthase are found. And in the laboratory, when you look at different tumor types, lower thymidylate synthase seems to be associated with greater sensitivity to pemetrexed.
Not being a real fan of travel, I didn't go to Seoul this year, but I've heard a lot about that presentation. But I was surprised when I actually looked at the slides from it, and it was a huge study, as you say. And we heard a lot about how much of a difference there was, but to me, it didn't look like that great of a difference.
No, but I think the hazard ratio was like 0.8 or something, so it probably, well, Avastin and stuff like that, adding bevacizumab, the difference isn't that big either. So here is just, without doing anything different except selecting the patients, you seem to have an advantage, which isn't a home run. And all of the things, I mean, stage 4 disease to me has always been something we're trying to relieve symptoms, we're trying to prolong life, but it's actually a testing ground for new ideas that we are going to then move into earlier stage disease, locally advanced, and ultimately in the adjuvant setting, which we hope will translate into longer survival.
So we've got one issue here in terms of histology, but then we have other factors, particularly the biologics.
Yes, right. So the biologics, a couple of things. Many of us thought chemo not going anywhere with this, any more further advances. However, then we came out with the anti-EGFR tyrosine kinases, and it was very exciting to see tumors shrink heavily pretreated. We never saw anything like that. We knew these things were clearly different from what we had seen in the past. So we got very excited about it, and 4 large studies were launched in unselected patients, chemo plus or minus EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors. And if there ever was a situation where combination therapy principles would have predicted this was going to work, different mechanism of action, different overlapping major toxicities, this should work. But it didn't. As you know, they turned out to be, all 4 studies were negative. And in fact, if anything, the early portions of the survival curve almost suggested that there might be some antagonism between EGFR and chemo.
I think a lot of people kind of put that in the framework of sort of chemo and hormone therapy and breast cancer, which also doesn't work when used simultaneously.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good analogy, Neil. I think there may be something to that.